You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. It's a great phrase by Jeremiah in the first reading. But what in the world is he talking about? You know, that line makes no sense unless we understand what happened before that, before our first reading. President Jimmy Carter would tell about the time when, after he left office, he spoke at a college in Japan. So, of course, he had a translator with him for the entire talk. And he decided to tell a joke. Not a great joke, he says, but a joke. So how surprised he was when the translator speaks and the people just burst into boisterous laughter. So after the talk, he asked the translator, he said, "How did you translate my joke in a way that was so funny?" The translator kind of hemmed and hawed and tried to change the subject, but Carter insisted until the translator finally admitted that he didn't know what the joke meant. So he just said, "President Carter has said something funny, and now we must laugh." You know, the response made a lot more sense to Carter when he knew what led up to it. Well, Jeremiah wasn't laughing when he said, "You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped." But what he said also doesn't make sense unless we know what led up to it. So if we back up earlier into the life of Jeremiah, he was called to be a prophet. And his response, he said in Jeremiah chapter 1, he said, "I don't know how to speak. I'm too young to be a prophet." To which the Lord replies, "Don't say I'm too young. Wherever I send you, you will go, and I will be with you." That sounds great. So Jeremiah went where the Lord sent him. And how did that work out? They chewed him and they spit him out. "You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped." Or as Carter's translator might say, the Lord did something funny, but Jeremiah didn't laugh. All of us have tried something new with great expectation. You know, we listened to someone's encouragement. "Well, you should go out for the football team this year. You should open a restaurant. You should call your brother after all this time apart from him." And so you do it. And it flops, right? And you think, "Why did you tell me that was such a good idea? You duped me. I let myself be duped." And if we're honest, we react to God in the same way that Jeremiah did after we try to do something that we think would be good for us. Could be something like finally calling your brother to apologize, inviting a friend to come to Mass, or admitting to your wife that you have a gambling problem. Whatever it is, "Okay, God, if you say that I should do this, then I'm going to do it. Here it goes." And it goes poorly. And even though your first reaction is, "God, why did you tell me to do this?" Eventually you realize, like Jeremiah, that God doesn't tell us to do something because it's easy, but because it's right and good. So couples will tell me the same thing about practicing natural family planning in their marriage. Or about marriage in general. The Lord calls a couple to this and promises that he will be with them. But when the journey turns out to be hard, and it will, and when obstacles arise, and they will, one can either conclude that God led them astray, you duped me, or realize that what is right and good is worth sacrificing for. So now we know that there was more to the Jeremiah story than our opening line in the first reading, just like there was more to the Japanese laughter than the president's joke. If you go out on a limb to do what is right and good, only to find out that it's not easy and quick, don't presume that the Lord has duped you. It may still be good and right. He just wanted you to know that it's worth persevering for.